Good morning, friends around the world. As we continue for the next several meditations, I'm going to be sharing with you ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we are close to and those we love. These meditations will be organized in six categories that will speak of ways we separate and divide from one another, building walls, or ways that will join and draw us closer to one another, building bridges. Let's begin with our third meditation in the first category, communication. The first tool I offered was we don't interrupt, and the second meditation was about dualism. Today's tool, no idea or opinion is on trial. With the understanding we considered last time about human development and our challenge to rise above the base level of a dualistic perspective and thinking, let's move on to this concept to consider. It is truly an essential part of healthy relationships. When I was growing up, Dad often said, opinions are like noses, everyone's got one. And I cleaned that up. You and I literally have millions of opinions about many, many things. And so does everyone else. It's just part of our human nature. And the truth is, many of us think we're correct in our opinions. And if we're honest with ourselves, overtly or covertly, that those who don't agree with us are mistaken. This is not true for everyone at all times, but our human nature tends to lead us in that direction. We tend to be dualistic in our opinions. And when we function at that base level of human development, if I think my opinions are good and you don't agree with me, then your opinions must be what? Bad. And when we are in relationship with others who don't share our opinions, we often treat our opinions and their opinions as though they are on trial. Let's consider this. In a court of law, let's say a criminal court of law, there are two sides, the prosecutor and the defense. The job of the prosecutor is to present all the facts that show the judge and jury that the defendant is guilty. And the job of the defense is to present all of the facts that show the judge and jury that the defendant is innocent. When we treat an opinion as though it was on trial, we feel obligated to prove that this opinion we hold is the truth. See? Under normal circumstances in a court of law, there is no middle. One is either or, guilty or not guilty. Let me give you an example to ponder. Let's say I believe that women are subservient to men. That's my opinion, and I can prove it to you by quoting the Bible. You are a woman, and don't believe you are subservient to me. So, we express our thinking about this opinion. We have a sense we must show that the other person is wrong. Why? Because I'm right. And if I'm right, and I think I am, and she doesn't agree with me, in my dualism, she can only be what? Wrong. And as we both attempt to prove the other wrong, we build a wall between us. And if we treat this opinion as if it were on trial, then we both think the other is wrong because we are both being dualistic. And if I'm right, she can only be wrong. So how do we build a bridge instead of a wall between us? Stop trying to win the argument. Stop treating this opinion as though it's on trial. Did you ever hear a defense attorney say to the prosecutor, "Gee, that's a good point you make about my client. Tell me more about it." No, because it's a trial, and no decent attorney would ever do that. But opinions are not on trial in our relationships with people. So how do we build a bridge instead of a wall? First, we listen and we don't interrupt them. Then we look for where we can validate their perspective. We treat them with respect, even if we vehemently disagree with them. And finally, we give up on the idea that we must win the argument. No, winning, even if it's only in our own minds, merely builds a wall and will never improve our relationship with the other person. Let's take the rest of the time we have together and think about our opinions. Have we been dualistic in expressing and embracing them? Have we built walls and relationships with our opinions? What can we do to bring those relationships closer to us? Can we find some sort of middle between our opinion and the opinions of those with whom we disagree? What would it take on our part to tear down that wall and build a bridge between us and them?